everybody, are you ready for more Dougie and Grubs? Dougie and Grubs.
We're gonna, yeah. If someone out there listening wants to make like an official theme song, by all means, send it to us.
Do that.
This is part two or part three? Because technically, part three. The continuing adventures of Dougie and Grubbs here on Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. Mm-hmm. For regular listeners, if this is your first episode, what a weird one for you to jump in on.
Go back. Listen to a Mike Brunley one.
A Kellen Tarrant. Find something a little bit more.
Kellen's a little inside baseball. And Aaron Thorne's with us again.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Been a while. Been a while since we all did this.
Remember that haunted house gingerbread?
We still have it. Do you want us to get it out?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Still good.
Mm-hmm. My tongue is still blue.
Well, you should see a doctor if that is the case.
You're sick.
So, quick recap of what just happened. In our last adventure, Dougie and Grubbs strolled into a bar. Mm-hmm. They paid the most for a meal in this bar ever, I'm going to assume.
They never asked the price.
No, never did. No. Very stupid. Then they kind of picked a fight with some bandits.
Yeah.
They swung first.
They did. They thought, they recognized Grubbs and lost their minds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We technically won.
We did.
Then we came across a young ruffian.
We did.
A school tough or something, and he gave us the idea. Well, he told us that the mayor has one eye, and we came up with the plan. For me to stand on Grubbs' shoulders with a long coat, like I am just one very tall person.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Even though you're a gnome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dougie. And Grubbs is a half-orc.
We threatened a man at a furrier.
we thought he was beating
it. He was beating his kids. Turned out he wasn't.
According to him, we don't know.
Got a discount on the coat, and our heroes still really think they are the good guys. For sure.
Yeah.
And, so now...
We're getting to... Well, we're devising our plan, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Is there, like, a back alley or something we can kind of sneak
down?
Sure,
yeah. Yeah. You saw when you were in the back of the furriers, like, uninvited and unbidden, that there was an alley back there.
Okay, so we're back there. So me being very tall does fix the problem of me, not looking like a gnome, but I still got a gnome's face. Like, how am I gonna disguise that? Or am I the world's tallest gnome in this plan?
Yeah, I like... Yeah. Yes, perfect, Dougie!
So, are you in position where you're, like, on his shoulders with your legs over his...
No, I think we're just talking.
We're still talking about
it. Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Dougie, put your arms through the holes for the coat, then I'll pick you up and
put you on
your shoulders.
Why aren't your... Because then the coat's going to be way too high. Why don't we use your arms?
That's good thinking.
Okay, all right.
All right.
So I'm up top. We put the collar around me. And we're going to
try... Is there a hood on the robe?
No, there's just a big shawl collar.
So we're just going to make it look as best as possible like I am a world's tallest man.
So the button in the front up or what have you.
Okay, so... I just need to, like, I wish I could show your listeners. Okay, so, like, I need to draw a picture. So, like, there's this little tiny gnome head, a huge, like, shawl collar, like something an idiot would wear on Halloween in a pimp costume, but bigger, like you're wearing. And then it's, like, you've got a little, like, it falls normally. And then there's a half-orc around waist height for you, so it looks like... Just voluptuous. So, like, this is the shawl collar. And then your hips are, like, womanly, I suppose, and sort of gap. This coat can't close all the way. So it really looks like a pretty princess from the neck.
With a tiny, tiny
head. With a tiny head. And then the arms are actually, like, you know how coats work where the shoulders are right after the neck? So we're trying to put Grubbs' hands... So his hands are, like, sticking straight out at an angle, maybe slightly angled up. So you just look like a nightmare.
Yeah. Maybe we can convince Pathfinder. There's all sorts of crazy monsters in this world.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're the arms, and they're, like, permanently... It's a terrible drawing.
Could say,
and the sleeves are probably too long because of the angles. They look like they're half empty.
I mean, you have nice long arms, so you probably could have, like, rolled them up and have your hands, like...
No, we don't want them to see the orc hands. That would be too suspicious.
That's true.
We got this.
Well, so. maybe I go in saying, hello, ladies and gentlemen, the circus is in town.
Maybe.
And I am the world's first gnome orc, and I'm here. I'd like to meet your mayor and talk about possibility of performing here.
Absolutely.
Cool? All right. That's our plan.
Maybe we try to go in the door stooped and sideways, because it's probably not going to be tall enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So let's head to town hall. We got a guy's plan here.
All right, plan. Let's go for it.
So wait. Before we go, we do devise this idea. If things go down, he throws me at somebody.
Cool. Okay, so you're like...
A cannonball run.
Yeah.
So you, like, trundle into the street and see... You see Wood / Mikey, and he sees you right away, and he's like, boy, what are you playing at? Hey, I know you. You didn't beat my dad up. You were supposed to. I knew you in there. You didn't help me. I'm just a kid.
We don't think your dad actually beats you. We didn't detect any evil on him.
What do you know? I don't want to sit it. He beats me proper. And... Ooh. Screw you.
We heard you refer to us as rubes and said, I got something from them.
He's like, well, I'm going to tell the mayor you're coming. Sounds like you got some business with him. Well, why don't you just let me be your fellow? Your first.
All right. Okay. I guess that's fine. What do you want from us? More gold?
Do you want him to know it's two of you?
Okay. We'll pay you We'll pay you two gold to go in and introduce us as Circus Master... Grubs, what's a good name for us?
Grubs.
Circus Master Grubs.
Circus Master Grubs, aye.
Dougie, I'm embarrassed. I cannot reach my pockets because my arms are through this.
I'll give him some and I go into my neck area and I throw him... Wait, no. I throw him one. I say one now, one after you introduce us.
How about 20 now and 20 after I introduce it?
No.
No?
No.
No?
Alright, are we going to have to intimidate this kid?
I'm kind of tied up right now. It might be hard to do.
He's like, well, I'm just going to go tell the mayor you're on your way. The both of you.
Alright.
He's walking away.
10 gold.
10 gold.
10. 10 now, 10 later. Right. So
I throw him 10.
And each one he goes, test each with his teeth, kicks his heels 10 times, and runs off to town hall.
Well, we're going to run off with him. Cool. As best we can.
Okay. So you
got to guide me. I can't see.
So he walks, he opens the door, and like very grandly like does this little bow, and he's like, I'd like to proclaim... Right here in our town of Arkham, with an olive, the Circus Master Grubs.
As slyly as I can, drop him 10 more gold. And then I say, thank you.
Okay, first roll a 20 for the slyness.
Okay.
Stealth check.
11.
Okay. You have
Maybe you just throw some gold on the ground.
Oh, you have two, so 13. Okay, yeah, you drop it and he actually, like... Catches it in his little hands.
Nice.
But he does, like, test each one of his teeth. Like, but he does it pretty slyly, and then he sticks in his pockets, and he leaves.
All right. And then I start going, thank you. What a pleasure to be here in Arkham. I wish to speak to your mayor.
Okay. So the person that's sitting there in this little antechamber is like... like this little goblin sort of fellow and he's just like looking at you that's no circus master, he's not Australian, he's like but he's looking at you just like side-eyed and he's like, what's your business with the mayor, what's your business here, what's your business, state your business with the mayor.
I will
Just state it. What is it?
We wish to discuss the opportunity for my circus to perform in your fair city.
Do you have elephants? Do you have any circus?
Yes, we do have elephants.
Do you have other... What are you, a gnomeorc?
Yeah, you've heard of the fairies of gnomeorcs? Yes.
Well, I can just tell by the size of your hips. I've known I've been around the block a few times.
Oh, so all right.
I know maybe around a gnomeorc. I know a lot about everything, so...
Right. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Schlump.
Schlump.
You want to make something of that?
No.
What's your business here?
I want to talk to the mayor about performing here with my circus, and I just want to make sure, like, I'm following every rule and regulation and all that stuff.
Okay, well, I, like, didn't see a circus train, and I didn't see a circus...
Well, we're not going to bring it into town if we don't think we're welcome.
I didn't smell any circus animals. I didn't see any freaks last
night. Did I do something to you? What's happening here?
I was like, what's your business? You're just not very... I just don't know. I just don't know if I believe what's going on here.
Okay.
Gnomeorc is something I made up. You just look weird.
What? No, but I am a gnomeorc. I'm the world's first gnomeorc.
Sure. I'm sure that that's so true. Because you know who's really trustworthy? Wood. And he's, like, looking at his papers.
Uh-huh.
So you want to see the mayor?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have an appointment?
I do not. I thought I would just sort of stroll in with someone announcing me.
The mayor's very busy, so do you want to make an appointment? We have an appointment for next week.
Okay.
He's right in there. I could go talk to him.
Yeah, please, please do.
But I'm not, because you don't have an appointment.
I'm going to, like, hit Grubbs, and I'm just going to point him, like, in the appropriate direction, and we're just going to start walking in.
And he's just going like, state your business, what's your business, state your business, stop, what is your business with the mayor, state it right now, state it, and he's trying to intimidate you, so I'm going to roll for the intimidate check. It's a 3.
Okay.
He sounds exactly how he sounds.
Great.
Okay, so the door is locked to the mayor's office.
Oh, okay. Ah, boy.
And he's just like, stomping his goblin foot. And he's just like, you need to state...
What do we think? Kick down the door?
Your business.
Well, kicking down a simple door is nothing for a gnomeorc. Here I will go and do that.
4.
So you kick the door and tap it. And I'm just going to...
I can't see.
I'm going to roll a d20. And real quick. Okay, so the mayor... The door opens, and he's like, Schlump. Oh, you see someone open the door. So, I don't know. And you hear, like, as the door's opening, you hear, Schlump, what is it? I told you not to knock.
Is it?
Until noon.
Is it a one-eyed man?
So, do a perception check.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
3 + 5, 8.
An 8. Okay, so what you see before you is a man.
Okay.
This man has 2 eyes, it seems. His eyes are 2 different colors.
Okay. Oh.
One is green and one is brown.
Oh.
And he looks very bureaucratic. Like, he looks annoyed because someone just knocked on the door.
I would ask.
And he also looks
shocked.
Put out by what he sees.
I'm gonna ask, are you the mayor of this fair town?
I am. State your business.
Now, do I recognize this man as the man that killed my family?
D20.
D20. Right. Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
21, okay. There's something really familiar about this guy.
Okay.
He does have 2 eyes. So, like, I'll tell you, 21's pretty high roll, so I'll tell you the differences.
Okay.
This guy, has, like, well, like, again, the guy, it wasn't that he had, like, an eye patch. It's like he had a hole in his face and it looked scarred. This guy looks pretty smooth-faced.
Okay.
But it's the same, like, the eye that looks weird on this guy, the green one, that looks kind of eerie, is the same one that would have been missing on that guy.
Okay.
He's also, like, got different color hair. Like, this guy's got gray hair and that guy had brown hair.
Okay.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Also, this guy looks a little shorter and skinnier and just, like, in general, less. He just doesn't look very intimidating. And you remember that guy being hugely powerful and, like, having, like, a really strong presence.
Yeah, it's probably not him. I mean, we don't know for sure. Could have been affected by magic or something like that, but...
I can't see any of this, keep in mind. So I don't know what's happening. You just asked if he's the mayor, right?
Yes. Can I do a
quick... What did you say?
He said yes.
He's the mayor.
Can I do a quick detect evil on him?
Yeah. All right. Sure. I'm going to have you roll for it.
All right.
Because you feel a lot of feelings right now. What did you...
That's a one.
That's a one. I shouldn't have had you... Okay. I'm going to roll a percentile just because... Yeah, you know, we're playing. Yeah. You're fine. You're kind of overcome.
Okay.
You don't
can't sense anything.
You can't sense anything.
All right.
You're not able to.
I don't know what's happening. I just hear that he's the mayor, and then Dougie goes silent. So I'm going to assume, being Grubbs, I just assume it's him. And so I throw Dougie at him. Total reckless abandon. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a d20.
All right. Would it be strength, I guess?
Yeah.
So 14.
Okay. You hit the mayor. Roll a d20 to see.
This is just terrorism. Yeah.
That is a 9 plus whatever.
Okay, I'm just checking to see if you get, like, badly hurt.
Okay.
You threw an entire gnome, so I could do, like, a d12. Do you have a d12, or do you want me to roll one for you?
I think I do.
On my phone. Okay. An entire gnome.
Wait. This isn't a d12, is it?
No, that's part of a percentile.
Here's a d12.
Yeah.
5.
Okay, so you knock him over... You knock this man over again, like he's got 5 damage.
Fuck this guy.
He's on the ground, and you're in his lap now.
Okay, now I'm gonna pull out my sword. I'm gonna do. I know I'm not intimidating, but I'm gonna do an intimidate check and say, "Admit it. You were the murderer that killed the gnome village of whatever my gnome village is.
You get to decide.
Duluth.
Cool.
Right. Duluth.
intimidate of 8.
Okay, and you have no charisma. Okay, so he.
He did just get hit by a gnome, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's totally bewildered.
He rolled a 19, so he, like, collects himself pretty quickly, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen a gnome village in my life.
Boy, can I use sense motive to see if to see if he's telling the truth? Is that what that would be?
You can do that.
Okay. Yeah. I got a plus 4 on that. Yeah. 15. Plus 4, so 19.
It seems like he's lying about never having seen a gnome village.
You're lying, I can tell.
And he's like, you need to get off of my lap. I'm the mayor of this town. And then he's like, Schlump, what? And Schlump walks in, he's like, oh my god, get off the mayor right now. Who are you? Looking at Grubbs.
All right, I'm gonna...
I love your coat.
I mean, like, this goblin is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And Grubbs sees now everyone as an enemy, so I think Grubbs probably, like, draws his mace.
Is it just
like,
2-on-2 in here, right, so far?
Yeah. It's hardly 2-on-2! It's a goblin and a bureaucrat!
Well, and I mean, you don't know, he's probably got guards around here somewhere, but, let's go for it.
Yeah, so I'm going to draw my mace and intimidate that goblin, basically just scream, shut up at him.
Okay, great.
19 plus 6, so 25.
Okay, so you scream, shut up, and Schlump goes white. And it's just like, I'm so sorry. I am sorry. I didn't mean to annoy you. I'm just going to sit down and just, like, do my work. I'm sorry. And he, like... tiptoes out back to his
desk. High five.
We got him. You also hear him say the word guards.
I know.
He whispers it.
What do you think? Should we barricade ourselves in the mayor's house?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so let's close the doors and maybe push the desk up against the door.
Yeah,
I'll
do that.
Okay.
So 14 plus 1, 15.
Yeah, you effectively barricade the door.
Okay.
And there's also a window that leads out, it looks like, to an alley.
That's our exit plan.
That's our exit plan.
And the time codes. Yeah. Okay. Jumping out that, are we on the first floor?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, you are lawful good, I'm neutral right? good.
I don't even think I should allow any of this. I should erase all of this.
Can I try detect evil again? Or is that off limits?
No, you can.
Okay, do I need to roll?
I don't think, You feel in charge right now.
Okay.
I think you're able to do it. So, you don't detect evil.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I'm going to look at Grubbs, and I'm going to say, Grubbs, my great friend, you have followed me into the depths of hell time and time again, but it is time for me to say that I am mistaken. Sir, I believe I mistook you for another man.
Roll a d20.
17.
Okay, when you say that, he breaks down weeping.
Whoa!
And, he can't speak. He's crying, I don't know if you've ever... Whatever. He's crying real hard. Real, 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 real hard. And he is, on his knees, and he's just in this, supplication position, but he can't even, make words right now.
I ask, what is wrong? What happened?
And he's, and he snivels for a while, and then he's like, I'm the man you seek.
You killed my family?
And he's like, I was a different person. It wasn't who I am now. I'm a good man. I did mean to. I liked him, but I don't like that anymore. I'm different. I'm just a good guy now. So if you need to kill me, you should kill me, because there's probably better mayors and there's better people. I know you're paladin.
Shh, shh, shh.
I can tell.
Quiet. I have to consult with my god. I'm going to pray. And just do a general seeking guidance from Torog. Should I do a d20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4.
You get no answer from your god.
Dougie.
You should know what to do in this situation is basically the feeling you get.
Okay.
Dougie.
Yeah.
You were there for me when I was at my worst.
No, I'm still worried about that.
And I know one thing, and that's I would be a much worse person in a much worse place if not for you. So, I'll do whatever you want, but one thing is for sure. If I was Torog, you would definitely be my instrument.
Oh. Thank you, Gross.
Now, you want me to kill
him? Well, hold on.
I can kill him. I'll kill him.
What were you going to
say? Well, at that moment, you hear, a pretty intense banging on the door.
I would say to him, call your guards off.
And so he does. He's okay. No, come in here. Don't see me like this. And the guards intensify there.
Oh, they intensify
banging,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm going to... Hold on. I do want to ask. Random question. What does smite do?
Let me check.
Oh, my God. It might be a violent action. Sounds like it is.
It sounds pretty violent.
Yeah.
But let's check.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's something called Scoop. That sounds fun.
I saw Scoop. That was available to me, but it was just about picking up liquids.
Yeah,
so. Scoop. Seems useful.
Didn't seem as fun as shooting lightning bolts.
So you have Smite Evil.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay.
Since he's not evil.
He's not evil.
I mean, you didn't detect any evil on him.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've detected no evil, so I don't
can't really use it.
Think it would be worth it.
I'm gonna look to Grubbs and say, Grubbs, Torog would not want this. And I say, you and I are not done. You must repent for your sins. But on this day, your life will be spared. And then I look to Grubbs and I say, throw me out the window.
You got it, Tuggy. I throw a 9.
Oh no! You throw him at the window, and he bounces off back into the room. I gotta roll it.
Take some damage.
Yeah,
I am so sorry.
Roll a d6 for damage. D6.
Oh, that's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
One. Okay. All right.
Okay, you take 1 damage. It could be worse.
I'm gonna sort of stand up, brush myself off.
We're still not done.
We're still not done. I'm going to just jump out the window. Just crash
like
through.
Open it up.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's open it up.
Okay, cool. Open it up.
Do I need to roll? That's a pretty... No. Yeah, okay.
You're totally able
and
to
then
do
I
that.
Get out the window, and then... we flee out.
Wait, I haven't left yet. Before I go, I just, I want to do one more intimidation on, like, it's like, right to the mayor.
Okay.
And basically be like, you are a bad man. And you are so lucky.
Yeah.
Cause I feel,
do it.
Yeah. 1.
So he gets a little bit smug, or like, he gets a little bit like, alright, like he gets a look on his face like, I've cried enough, let's see what happens to you. I don't know how you could botch an intimidate.
Oh my god.
You are 2 points away from dying. So I am going to say that, like, you start having an asthma attack. Like, you scream
all that
so
carrying
much,
around.
You're just like, it starts to become difficult to breathe out.
Okay.
So you might want to heal yourself.
Okay, I'll use heal.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's
fine. And then I'm going to go out the window. Embarrassed, sheepish.
So I just want to, like, review all
what
your encounters
happened.
And stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, like, you stabbed someone in the chest when he was trying to defend the gate. Or just, like, inquire.
Just
your
ask,
business
what are you doing here? Yeah.
Yeah, then you went to a bar and, like, you did meet someone.
Arguably good.
Yeah.
Arguably good.
You beat up someone and tried to wake him up and hurt him more. But he was seemed like a bad dude.
Yeah.
And then you got rubed, like, by a street urchin a couple of times into almost killing his father for beating him up. You still don't know the truth of that situation.
Nope.
Then, wait, am I missing anything really ridiculous? Oh.
Well, the coat.
The coat. Yeah, the coat. You guys didn't fool anybody.
No.
And now you've left the mayor, like, a sniveling, sobbing heap of humanity.
But you got some closure.
I did, yeah. I forgave him in my heart. So I guess at this point, it's all about perhaps repairing the damage we've done. This
we could just... I think we go, we find wood, we turn him upside down, shake him until we
get
our money back.
I think that's
and
a
then
great
we leave.
Yeah.
And then we leave. And then we get out of Dodge.
We're going to go search for wood.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's go back to the clothing store.
Okay.
The coat store. We'll return the coat, too.
Because we're lawful good.
That's right.
Why.
Yeah.
You guys are lawful good. So you walk into the clothing store and see the, like, furrier, and he's like, oh, my dick is paid. Wait, no. What are you guys? I swear, I never hit my son. Ever. And I won't.
We're not here for that. We're two simple returning heroes. Bringing back the goods.
Oh, what have you done?
That we...
What have you done?
Took from you. Here is the coat.
Oh, and he takes it, and he looks confused, and then he, like, puts it back on the new shelf, and he, like, dusts it off, and he's like, looks good as new. I'm not giving you your money back, though.
Don't worry about it. Where is
no returns, and he points to a sign that says, no returns.
No, okay, that's fine.
All right.
Where's your son?
You looking for Mikey? Why? What did he do?
Well, we
what
call
did he
him
do
Ward.
Now? Yeah, I know. It's a stupid nickname.
Why does he call himself that?
Because he likes to cut wood. As if that makes him special.
Yeah.
doesn't.
He fleeced us out of 20 gold.
Oi, fleeced you? Did he? Did he fleece you? He told me about that. He introduced you, didn't he? Did he introduce you? Did you promise him 20 gold for it? Did he do it? questions. Can't answer them.
I just hate this family. Like,
yeah, I really
family.
Don't care for them.
Really don't like the family.
Time.
Do you feel goaded?
Since I intimidated him once before, I wonder if it's easy to intimidate him again. Just like to get in his face and not even really say anything, just stare him down. Eight, 24.
So you just like put your nose into his face? Okay, again, you see his face go white and you hear like, honestly, the trickle of a little pee. And he's like, he's just silent. Like he doesn't speak. He just backs up a little, and then you see a little puddle of pee, and he just looks at you, and he's like, take whatever you want.
Okay, I think that's fair. Yeah, we take right. 20 out of the register.
We take 20 gold from the counter. Call it even.
Okay, so you're going to look for some gold under the counter.
Yeah.
Okay, so roll a d20.
Both of us?
Yeah, sure.
Nine.
Okay. Nine.
17.
Okay. So you're just like fumbling about and don't see anything. You very quickly find a safe.
Okay.
And he's like, the key is in a pocket. I don't remember which one.
On you?
No, in one of the coats.
Ugh.
A nice
start
purple.
Checking pockets.
So there's like 7 purple coats.
14.
Yeah, you find it. It's fine. That's not that fun. So you like
worst heroes I've ever seen in my life.
You unlock the safe, and there's 8 gold piece in there.
Ah, oh, for God's sake.
8 gold piece? We gave your son 20.
And he's like, well, Wood doesn't necessarily like give me his 20, does he? He's a bit of a scamp, isn't he?
Well, because we are heroes, we will only take your 8 gold.
Oh, you won't. And he's about, you can tell he wants to say something sassy, right. But then he like looks back at Grubbs and his face turns white again and he remembers he just pissed himself. And he's just like, take it.
So we're going to pocket right. The 4
and I'm going to, and now I'm going to be like, it's okay if you want to beat your son after this to get your gold.
And
back.
You know what? To make up for the difference, why don't we each take a nice coat? And don't you think that's
I think that's totally fair. Take a nice traveling coat.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And he starts to like show them off in an awkward way. He's like, this one's really warm in the winter. This one's mighty human hair.
Okay.
Human hair.
Yes.
I'll take one of those human hair coats for my size.
All right. No offense. We're going to go to the kids section, but that's no offense to you. Just shorter, a smaller stature.
Can I do a sense motive to see if he meant offense by that?
Yes.
All right. 18.
He did. But, like, only to himself. Like, he didn't want you to be offended.
Yeah.
But he was, like, snickering to himself.
I'm going to keep that in mind. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So he hands you like a gnome size
right.
Human hair.
How do I look in it, Grubbs?
Great.
Oh, okay.
11.
Very
11.
Handsome.
Okay.
And you, sir, which kind of coat would you like?
Oh, what a. Torog has taught me that humility is most important. So I will take whatever
like?
Coat is in my size.
And we have this felt one, or the one you had before, which was a little big for you.
So I'll take the one I had before.
And he, like, sighs, but... And he's, like, about to say something sassy again and hands it to you. And he, like, looks at the pee on the floor.
But before we go, I would ask him this. I would say, sir, I can't help but think that maybe during our time here, we did not do as much good as we wanted. Can you think of any trouble that has befallen this town that perhaps we could help with before we go?
Yeah, and he's like, well, is all the graffiti all about?
The graffiti?
It's a bit of a nuisance. And there's all the, like, human trafficking.
Wait, what?
There's a human trafficking problem here.
Where does that stem from?
It doesn't not... Where does it stem from?
Yes.
The bad guys.
Well, who are these bad guys?
Who are they? If we knew that, we'd stop them, wouldn't we? We're not monsters.
Is there anyone working to solve this problem?
Well, the mayor.
is there anyone
the mayor
else?
Was really, he was a He was elected on the strength of his arguments against human trafficking.
I'm going to say, could you give us a second? I'm going to talk to Grub Scrubs. Sure. Do you think we should go back to the main?
Dougie, you know me. I'll follow you anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, human trafficking is just really bad. That's
I think the mayor's got it.
I don't know that he does.
I think he's got it.
He's like, it's not just humans. It's also elves. Sometimes goblins.
Mm. Elven and goblin trafficking?
Nobody else, really.
Well,
I feel like we're already in enough trouble as it is.
Like, he's like, well, there's no duty to save, I suppose, unless you're a paladin. Oi, sorry.
He's right. We should check with our god.
Let's both pray. See if we get any guidance from Torog.
8, 7.
You receive no guidance. I mean, but you guys know what's expected of you by your god.
Let's go back to the window and get in the room.
Okay. I cannot believe we're doing it.
Yeah, we still got time.
Okay.
So we go back. Let's find our way back. I'm still wearing that coat.
I'm gonna knock on the window.
Uh-huh. And wave to him. So he's collected himself a bit. Like, he looks like he's been crying. You know, his face is like red and puffy eyes. The goblin Schlump is in there, just kind of like patting his back. And like, he has some tea in front of him, but he's sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
At his like mayor's desk. So
yeah.
He's like, yeah. And when you knock on the window and wave, he's just like, come on in.
So I have, Grubs boost me up.
Hello. 13.
Great. Yeah, you get it. Are you coming in?
No, just way out here.
Cool.
I feel kind of, want to make sure we have an escape.
I would say to the mayor this, in my haste, to escape your office, I did not check on the status of the town, but the townspeople told me you have a human trafficking problem, and though you and I have a complicated past, I am a paladin, and I must offer my services.
Oh, my God.
And he just looks. I'm going to roll for him. Let's see which way this goes. Okay. He rolled. Yeah. So he looks at you, and he, like, looks in your eyes, and you're, like, little gnome eyes. He starts to cry again. It's a single tear.
Okay.
And then it, like, he just starts to cry, but he's still able to talk. And he's just like, I never knew such forgiveness could exist.
See, we're good, guys.
You and your friend have shown me a reason for living. And he's like, I must tell you that soon I may be arrested for the crimes I committed against your people. Because the guards have heard your story and I'm at their mercy.
That is a separate issue. We will deal with that when the time comes. But now, tell me about this human trafficking.
Well, children are disappearing.
Really taken aback by that. Well, that would be kids. Yeah.
Children are disappearing. Young people. Teenagers. Young adults. The elderly. No one middle-aged.
No one from, say, 18 to 40.
No one wants them.
Gotcha.
But yes, people with good trades or good looks or children who look marketable
are all being taken?
Taken. Mm. In the dead of night. Once every 2 weeks.
Do you know if there's a source? What sort of people have you seen any of the people that are doing the kidnapping?
No, they're never seen. I don't think they're people.
What do you think they are?
I think that they're monsters, and I think that there's magic.
Hmm. Is there, so you have no leads?
No leads. But I am determined to strike this problem from this city, and that's why I was elected, and that's why I'm here, and that's what I aim to do. Arrest me! Hang me!
No.
Oh.
I don't know if we need that.
That was part of my stump speech. Might have.
It's very nice. It was emotional. Is there anyone else working on this problem in the town?
Well, Schlump.
Oh, no.
And Schlump's like, "This, I am passionate about this issue. My niece was taken 4 months ago."
I'm sorry.
So stop laughing, because it's not funny. It's tragic. And I'm going to find her. Her name's Bernita.
Okay, but if we were to start going, what should we do to help? Is there anything we can do to help?
Oh, and then Mayor's like, I always take more investigators. People in this town are terrified, terrified to look into this problem. Even the families of the people who've been taken are very intimidated by whatever this source might be. At first, we thought it was just some mad man, and we did investigate and found nothing, which is why... That's why people are so scared. Mm. And then he's like, "Bernita's not a goblin." He calls her his niece because it's his best friend from high school.
Oh, daughter. Gotcha.
They're not taking goblins.
Well, and I say this as cool as possible. I say, "Well, Mayor, Detective Grubbs and Detective Dougie are on the case."
Roll and a d20.
5.
You stutter a little bit when you say it. Like, you're like, Detective, and then you like spit a little bit when you say it,
and I'm like, "I'm sorry,"
but you still say it.
Okay, all right. So, we'll begin investigation henceforth, and then I guess I start climbing out the window. I guess I'd say to him, "Shouldn't you escape?" Well, no, he if he is tried for his crimes, yeah, that's fine. It's lawful, you know.
Yeah, and he's like, "If you wish to harbor me, I'll join your band, Detective Mayor, at your service."
Boy. But what would be truly the ultimate sacrifice is working with the people that killed my family.
And he starts to cry again. Again, just more like a Bill Clinton cry now.
Not I've never like, seen Bill Clinton cry.
Just like, you know, like, or like a Mayor Daily cry.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Grubbs, what think you? Perhaps we should check with our god again.
Yeah. Might as well try.
12. 5.
Okay, you just get a headache again. And Grubbs, you get this feeling, like you pray on it, and you get this feeling like this is really the right thing to do. Don't want to, but that doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. And also, you see your friend over here who's like been abandoned by his god, it seems.
Again and again and again.
Again and again. He's just losing faith over and over and gaining it back.
Come with us, Mayor.
Does that mean you're.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, Detective Schlump at your service.
All right. Then, our party is complete. Let us solve this mystery.
You know who might have a lead?
Who's that?
Is, the guy who owns the coat store? The courier? I mean, Wood wasn't there. What if Wood was taken?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I don't know if he's that marketable or has that... Well, he's got, you know, maybe he's got some...
He's got a lot of gold on him, but not that much.
We could also check
with... Pretty cool accent. I can tell you that much.
We could also check over at the bar. They like us over there.
All our old arms.
Never check that weapon shop. I think that's going to do it for episode 3 of Dougie and Grubbs, though. Aaron, how's your Thanksgiving going today?
Oh, family, like turkey, cranberry sauce. I don't eat that, but...
Anything long-term we can, you want to plug or we should check out?
Oh, gosh. Well, the show that I'm doing... last time the show came out, whatever. I think there's going to be a monthly show at Cole's Bar,
cool.
Like a blown-out comedy show with Meg Johns and Ryan O'Neill and like Christina Boucher and Pat Coakley. Yeah, which should be really fun.
Nice.
Clayton, go check that out.
Anything you want to plug?
No, you know, I don't know what's happening.
You know, late 90s.
Late 90s. We're still Wednesday at 8, as far as I know.
Awesome.
So come check that out.
Unless something terrible has happened, come check out the Upstairs Gallery Christmas show. Yeah, so come check that out. And, you know,
Just go see the movie Gone Girl. I hear that's good. I haven't seen it.
I've heard it was good too.
Yeah.
All right.
So that is again episode 3 of the Adventures of Dougie and Grubbs.
World's greatest heroes.
The world's greatest heroes.
Aaron Thorne. Dun dun.
Bye everybody.
Clayton Rogerson.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.